Hello, I'm Brigadier General Evan Pettis, and I'm here today with Technical Sergeant Marcus Lavallee from the 378th Expeditionary Security Forces Squadron. Tech Sergeant Lavallee, can you tell me a little bit about what you do for our defenders?
Yes, sir. So I'm the kennel master for the Military Working Dog Program.
Military Working Dogs, that is really cool. What do our Military Working Dogs do for us?
Yes, sir. So our mission here for as far as the canine handlers, what they do is they are area security. They also do law enforcement, and our dogs are capable of detecting explosives. So pretty much what that means is our dogs go out and they patrol the area, and they're here to deter and detect any unauthorized acts from any intruders. They also are capable of detecting any intruders that are in the open area and buildings as well. As far as like explosive detection, what they do is they're at the search pit 24/7, and they search any and all vehicles that come through, and they kind of mitigate that VBED threat.
Excellent. Okay. Well, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for approximately about 9 years now.
9 years?
Yes, sir.
And it's a lot of training.
It is. Training is probably one of the most important aspects as far as being a canine handler.
For you and for the animals.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely.
Well, it's an incredible capability and is integral to our line of effort to defend this base so that we can do our mission. What's your favorite part about the job?
Honestly, it has to be the training, the training aspect. We do a lot of joint training with EOD. Mm-hmm. They're subject matter experts when it comes to the explosives. So we do a lot of joint training as far as doing mass odor training, dismount operations. And they also do a little bit of suspicious packages scenarios. And we also do joint training with the local veterinarian here on base as well. Those guys really help out our handlers as far as, you know, teaching them the different scenarios and how to put in IVs and catheters and stuff.
It's really amazing to me that, you know, you're out there ready to put an IV in a dog if need be to make sure it's safe and healthy.
Definitely. We're ready.
And these animals are extraordinarily well trained. How long does it take to train a working dog?
So normally from Lackland, we get them at the age of two. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the dog. It could be anywhere between a year and 2 years for their training until they get to us field side.
Wow. That's a long developmental process.
Yes, sir.
I'd really like to see one of these animals at work. Are we able to do a demo today?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Let's do it. All right, Marcus, tell me a little bit about what we're going to see right now.
Yes, sir. So this is one of the bite scenarios that we're going to show you. It's what we call six phases, and we do this kind of on a daily to weekly basis.
Okay. I can't wait to see the animal in action.
Yes, sir.
Your dog can't catch me. He can try, but he's not going to get me. Oh, no, get away from me. You're not going to catch me.
Oh, he is moving. Oh, my goodness. I don't think he's going anywhere with that dog attached to his arm. That's, you know, that's a force multiplier.
It is.
Because, you know, in this scenario, the bad guy is spending all his time engaged with the dog rather than the handler.
Definitely, yes, sir.
And obviously, he's not getting away.
No. No, sir. Definitely not.
Well, very impressive. I really appreciate you showing that to me today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.